It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and you know what? Right here on KETR every week, we have about 15 minutes on Fridays and Saturdays to talk about the outdoors. Now, guide Larry Large, who lives right down here at Alba on Lake Fork, has been a guest many times on our show. We've got Larry back today. Larry guides for, well, actually, he and I both guide for elk up in northern Colorado, our elk hunts, archery elk hunts each year. But now is the time that Larry is devoting a bunch of time to duck hunting and predators. The predator season, there's really not a season in Texas for hunting predators, but now's the time most of us do it. So we're going to pick Larry's brain like always. Larry, welcome to the show, and are you ready to divulge some predator hunting information for everybody?
I sure am, Luke.
Okay. Well, I know you've got a lot of knowledge to impart. The thing is, duck season, we can have a quick duck update. I think that's a good idea because you've been guiding most every day for ducks on private waters. Are you seeing a lot of different species of ducks here during the late season, Larry?
There's every duck that flies south yeah. is at one of the places that I hunt. Everything from mallards to teal and lots of birds right now. And now is the time, you know, we've still got a few openings for the end of the season, which is over in about 10 days, 2 weeks. So folks, if they want a duck hunt, they need to be calling right away.
Yeah, well, the good news is it's private waters. I've hunted most of these places, all of them, actually, I'm sure, with you. That 300-acre, actually, it's two lakes that are west of Cedar Creek Lake. That place right off the Trinity River is a duck magnet, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And we're killing an awful lot of big ducks over there, mallards and gadwalls.
Yeah, and then I know, you know, the thing that is surprising to most people, sometimes just an isolated 2 to 4 to 5 acre pond in the right place can be, I've had some of the best hunts of my career over such waters. You wouldn't think they would pull ducks in, but they do. They're magnets for ducks, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are. We've got one over at Kaufman that's just unbelievable for the amount of ducks that come in there every day.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun shooting them too. Well, Larry, you know, the predator, there's really, like I mentioned, there's not a predator season, but most people, you and I and most everybody else that like to hunt, you know, coyotes, fox, bobcat, predators, it's a dead of winter program. And the duck season, like you say, closing, a lot of people are interested in shooting predators. I honestly can't think of a better place than Ranger Creek Ranch. Now, this is a ranch that I've written about and hunted for the past 12 or 15 years. It's been a long time that I've since the first hunt I had up there. But it's in excess of 14,000 acres up in the Cedar Brake country. Southwest of Wichita Falls, maybe, 80 miles, just a rough guess. From Fort Worth, you can be there in a little over 2 hours. But Knox County up there and Ranger Creek Ranch, you're going to be doing, you are doing, already started predator hunts up there. And there's enough land there, Larry, where them old song dogs, they don't get too spooky. There's some of them probably never even seen anybody that live back in those cedars, you know?
Oh, it's a great ranch, and like you say, there's enough acreage there that we don't travel the same roads and do the same calling techniques and everything in the same place all the time. So you're basically calling new, hungry coyotes and bobcats and fox every day. And this time of the year, you know, it's kind of like hunting a whitetail buck in the rut. When that buck gets ready to breed, he throws all caution to the wind. Well, a coyote's the same way with an empty stomach. Now, stuff is hard to find to eat. They will come to a predator call quickly.
They're out. Breeding season, you know, is also January, late January, February, is when the coyotes are out looking for mates, too. So they're out prowling, looking for love and looking for food. And Mr. Large is out there with his collar and trying to intercept them. Predator hunting is not one of the things, Larry, that, if you live close to a big place like that, you know, you could run out for a short hunt, but most of these predator hunts you do It's food, lodging, the whole bit. I mean, people go down and stay a couple of days, and you make an event out of it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's really a lot of fun. There at the Ranger Creek Ranch, we've got all the lodging. We've got everything. We've got excellent cooks. They serve five-star meals. But you actually get to go out, hunt morning, late afternoon. You hunt at night with lights. You get the full treatment on these hunts. And you also have the ability to take a hog. We're going to see hogs almost every day or every night. You'll see hogs. If you want to bring a hog home, feel free to go ahead and take a hog.
That's a big plus, too. And you know, Ranger Creek, that's the thing I like about it. It's just relaxing. I think people that come from out of state to Texas to a hunting ranch, that's what they've got in their mind. Now, as an old outdoor rider, I've hunted lodges and, you know, not really, you know, all kind of places. My favorite place to hunt is Ranger Creek up there because there's bunk rooms, very comfortable lodging, and the cook has been there. That lady's been there, Larry, for, I think, over 10 years. And you go out and hunt and come in about mid-morning, you know, 10, 10:30, whatever, a huge breakfast, and you can relax. It's easy to say you're going to hunt all day and hunt all night, but in the real world, you might be looking for about an hour nap in the middle of the day, right?
You're definitely going to want a nap because just the atmosphere up there, it is so relaxing, and you're going to see lots of game. It's not one of these deals you have to hunt 24 hours to hear a coyote howl. This is one of those places where you go out, you're going to shoot.
You know, Larry, during the day, I know the way that you hunt them up there, you can drive. There's roads that traverse even back in those cedar breaks, and this looks like a moonscape, folks. I mean, it's rough oak and mesquite and brush country. But, you know, you can drive up to the brink of one of those hills, Larry, park your truck. You and the hunters get out, walk maybe a few hundred yards. The animals, if you do it right, they don't even know you're back in there. You don't have to walk 4 miles. You can hide your truck, walk a few hundred yards, and set up and call, right?
That's exactly the way we do it, Luke, is get away from the truck just enough that the animals can't see it. You know, that's 90% of getting into good coyote country and calling coyotes is getting into an area that you're going to set up undetected to the animals.
Exactly. How they don't hear you.
Yeah, once you accomplish that, then them coyotes feel free to just come busting in there.
What is a go-to call? The canine calls, I know they can be very effective, the pup in distress and even the female howls and all, you know?
Yeah, right now, upon distress is real good. Of course, your jackrabbit and stuff like that. All of my series of calls start off with an interrogation howl, which is just a coyote howling. Mm-hmm. And one of the mistakes a lot of people make, they don't wait long enough in between the calls. You know, we wait 2 or 3 minutes sometimes before we start another series of calls. But I like that fawn distress, and one that I always end every series with is a coyote pup distress.
Yes.
Now, if that coyote pup distress, don't call a coyote in that area, pick up and move, because there's no coyotes there.
They have it's nature. You know, it's nature for them to, one of their kind is in distress, so come running and see what the problem is. But that is a very, the canine distress call is very effective for coyotes.
It's great.
Well, and then in the evening, you've got the red lights. People want to get out, you know, get out there and do some calling. And that's where they really lose their caution a lot, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Once you get at night, you know, we've got all the lights that go on your shotguns or rifles. And you just put that, you don't burn him with that light. But mm-hmm. if you put that halo on him,
yeah.
he'll run right up to your truck. And a lot of times at night, we shoot him with shotguns.
Right up on you. And you know, it's very common during the day sometimes. I've had it happen a bunch with guys hunting, have them run up. That's why you carry a shotgun during the daytime too, because they can come in from usually they come in from downwind, but you never really know about a coyote, do you? You know?
No. It depends on how hungry he is, how much caution he wants to throw to the wind, and we always make sure somebody in you know, I like to take two people at a time, but somebody always has a shotgun handy, because you will kill probably 50% of your critters with a shotgun, and that includes bobcats.
Up close. Well, a cat is a lot more, 90% of the time he won't come bailing in like a coyote, will he?
If you watch your house cat out there stalking a squirrel, that's exactly the way a bobcat comes in. He may sit 30 yards from that call for 20 minutes and not move, and then all of a sudden take two steps. They are really slow to come in, and believe it or not, a bobcat is almost impossible to see at 75, 80 yards away from
you. Oh, I was bow hunting, in October, and I had one that actually was right on top of me. This bobcat actually walked to the base of my ladder stand. I'm talking about within 2 feet of the ladder. And I didn't see that cat until he was within 15 yards. They're just, those padded feet, they're just so quiet. You know, Larry, you might talk just a little bit about the deer hunts up at Ranger Creek that'll be available for next year. Deer hunters, we all know it's time to plan ahead. I've hunted deer up there a lot. Some awesome deer hunting, too, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic, you know, and we're going to offer those hunts. They'll start, you know, with the archery season and go clear through the rifle season. They're all three-day hunts with meals, lodging. You're allowed to take a mature buck, a doe, and a hog on this hunt. And like I say, they're three-day hunts, and they're just about as much fun as a fella needs to have.
You bet. And now's the time to plan ahead. That is a definite fact. So many of us procrastinate on our hunting, and you know, right now is when leases are, a lot of guys, I kid them, you know, they're just, they leave one lease for the next one, hoping for better. If they had quit shooting all the game off the one they left, it might be a good one in a few years, you know, but that's just a fact of it. But now is the time, really, you know, to think ahead and plan your deer hunts.
Yeah, and these are all, these are managed hunts. We're not out there trying to put meat in the freezer. We're out there after some real trophy whitetail. And, you know, we want you to shoot a mature buck. These 2.5, maybe 3.5-year-old deer, we want to leave alone. So we want you to get a nice deer, a nice doe, and a nice hog on a three-day hunt. And 99% of all of our customers do just exactly that.
Well, I'm going to be up there with you on those deer hunts. I look forward to that, Larry. How about hooking everybody up with Mr. Larry Large? You can leave your the website, and then also leave a phone number where people could call you for predator, ducks, or look ahead for these deer hunts, Larry.
Okay. It's huntingeasttexas.com or 970-819-3464.
Well, Larry, as always, thank you very much for imparting some wisdom with us. And you know, we'll get you back. And when we get you on, we don't necessarily just talk about bass fishing or just duck hunting. You do it all. And that's why I like to have you as a guest. We'll get you back again real soon, okay?
I appreciate it, Luke.
Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.